Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends. Thanks for joining me for another edition of Fine Points, and welcome back. Yesterday was another glorious day that the Lord made for us to come out and fellowship together, and I was so glad to see so many members and friends in attendance. Yesterday, Deacon Collins led the Sunday school, and Brother Funderburk led the missions discussion. These leaders, along with Reverend Byers and Minister Duncan, bring a fresh and different perspective to each discussion, which makes for a more dynamic learning experience for everyone. I encourage you to attend and invite others to join you. We will begin Study 2, Culture and Worldliness of Lifestyle Priorities, this Sunday during BTU. The first study was very enlightening, and I expect the next one to be just as good or better. I hope everyone will come and invite someone to join us. We observed Mother's Day with a presentation to our oldest mother of a special floral arrangement from the Union County Union, and red and white roses to all mothers presented by the Social and Planning Committee. Also, a drawing for a manicure was won by Sister Carolyn Faulkner. I am asking all women not to wait to be asked to do something, but go to Sister Mary Rory and ask her, what can you do for Women's Day, which is quickly coming up on this fourth Sunday. I am encouraged as I see and hear more and more members updating their online profile. If you still haven't updated yours, try to get it done this week. Contact me or Sister Lillian Collins, Willie Jordan, or Valinda Jordan if you need assistance. Our annual meeting will be Saturday, May 19th at 2 o'clock. So mark your calendar and note the change in time. I will be in revival at Friendship Missionary Baptist Church in Monroe beginning Monday, May 21st through Thursday, May 24th. I am asking the church to come out on Thursday of the final night of the revival. But you're welcome to come any or all of the other nights as well. Please take time to go by and look and at some of the information that is presented at the health table and bulletin board. This information is designed to help all of us better manage our health. A health workshop is now set for Saturday, June 2nd at 11:30 a.m. It will be a very good and informative workshop for everyone in the church. So make plans to attend. And now a few final thoughts from yesterday's message, the Divine Family. It is no secret that Jesus had a mother, brothers and sisters, an earthly father, and an extended family of other relatives. He was, after all, after the seed of David. While not denying his earthly relationships, Jesus emphasized his divine relations. His purpose on earth was to increase the number of his divine siblings by teaching them about the kingdom of God. Jesus was born into the family of David and the family of God. He was both human and divine. We are all born into an earthly family. And because we were born, we have the opportunity to be born again or from above by the Spirit of God into the divine family of which the Father and Son are the most prominent members. Jesus said, "Those who do the will of the Father are his divine siblings and relatives." I hope you will take time to listen to the sermon again, consider these things, and leave a comment on my blog. Well, that's all for now. Have a good week, and I hope to see you all Sunday, if not before, if the Lord's will. So until then, blessings and peace.